Hey guys, so I was enjoying some red wine and looking at You're the Man Now Dogs just now, and I saw a pretty neat sight by Leggy Ludwig, and I was into it, and I was like, you know, what's going on in the comment section? There's probably some pretty chill dudes or stuff or whatever. Well, unfortunately, I went in there. Turns out, just Unfold was in there saying rude things and whatever. But really, he had a couple good points, you know. It was like, he basically said, this internet was already on the internet. Oh, this image was already on the internet from before. And Led Ludwig just put it on there. You know, in a You're the Man Now Dog format, which is totally okay, but you just need to be able to detect that and know what's going on. So I was like, well, let's look at that, and I wanted to show you guys how maybe Unfold maybe figured that out and teach you guys. So here's a little tutorial about how to check the internet about it. You know, I'm pretty good at computers. I teach everybody all the things, my family and my mom, you know, so she's like, how do you do the internet? So I was like, I'll teach you guys about it. So here, let's get started. So we're going to go back to the website that Ludwig made, and actually you're going to click on the top left, You're the Man Now logo, and you'll see what people in the industry like to call Hypertext Transfer Protocol Interdimensional Crosslink, or what's short for Interlinks, which most people call them, you know, regular people. And those are the orange letters. And you need to be very careful not to press anything here on accident, because this area is mostly just for coders only, all right? And one of the first things you'll see on there in the big orange letters is Site Profile. Which is like an internet slang, and the profile is sort of like, it's like your mom's friendster's account, like her profile. So, if you click this, you're gonna now see the inner workings of the internet website, You're the Man Now Dog. Here's where things start to get a little bit complicated. You're gonna want to make sure you have, you know, a piece of paper and a pen to take some stuff down, because there's a lot of coding you're gonna have to do from here on out. So if you what you're gonna do, just take your mouse cursor and hover over the orange words that say foreground image, or the words after it, and then at the bottom of your screen some codes are gonna appear. Most people don't see that or know what that is. That's the internet's code, and it's really important that you note, you know, if there is a background image and a foreground image on a You're the Man Now Dogs, this trick is not going to work. It's just way too much coding for your computer to handle. So then what you're gonna do is carefully write down the code at the bottom of your screen on your paper. It might disappear. You want to be very careful to make sure that it's 100% accurate. And it can be very long. Sometimes it's even 10 numbers and or letters. You know, that's just how computers work, is lots of numbers and letters. So, and also, this is about to get really technical, and be forewarned, because the next steps might be considered illegal in some states, in some countries. What you want to do is probably just be using somebody else's computer so they get in trouble for this and not you. Then, once you get the code down, you're going to go to the top righty part of your, where you can write in numbers and letters and stuff, in your browser, and you're going to type in ytmnd.period is what coders say for period. So period .com/assets. Then you're gonna do another slash, and then you're gonna need to type in the code that you just wrote down. And it's gotta be perfect. Can't mess that up. And this is what this is gonna do, is take you to the back door of the internet. It's gonna give you exclusive web data that only, you know, the elite few really know about, and now you. So, you know, welcome to that. And again, you're gonna need to keep your piece of paper up, because you're gonna need to write down the new code that's on this page here. And on this page, the code is F2162E99818A64F67C444484717F639er1er. And you're also going to want to put that down again underneath your other coat, the first coat, make sure that they match. And then you're going to want to take at the end of it, there's going to be another period, and then there's going to be a file type. In this case, it's Jeff, and that file type is very important, and Jeffs are internets that can move around and do fun things, so that's really important. If you don't have the Jeff, you're not going to know what kind of internet you're looking at. So before the internet code, also there's going to be the initial launch sequence, and this in this case it's /F/2/1. Just in general, you definitely need that part too. So if you have your piece of paper, just kind of go forward. Hopefully you didn't write on the very left of your paper. Go forward and add that in front of it. If you did, you could go beneath it and then like draw a little arrow up. You just want to make sure that you know that that's the initial launch code. Now you're going to want to go back to your internet browser with the where the righty part is, and you're going to type in HTTP, and then you're going to do kind of like a frowny-ish face, like a slash face. I don't know what you call that, but and then you're going to do another slash, and then you type in users, period, content, period, ytmnd, period, com, slash, type in the launch code. Remember, that's the in this case, I think it's like a 2Fs or something like that. I don't remember. And then type in the ACID code, which is a long code, and then you're going to put a period, and then you're going to put the file type. In this case, is Jeff, so GIF. And when you hit the button, this is going to take you to the raw ACID file. Remember, not to touch anything here. You don't want to really mess up LuddigGig's computer. You don't want to break the internet. Just be real careful. But this is a really cool part. Things are getting really serious now. The next steps are super important. You're going to want to save this ACID file into your downloads folder of your computer to avoid memory leaks and stuff like that. So you're going to save it, and it's going to have the righty part in there, and you're going to type C, and then you're going to do another one of those kind of like half frowny faces, like kind of like a I'm not sure face. And then you're going to do users / and then your username, and then /downloads. And this is going to access the folder. You're going to be in the folder, and then in part of the righty space is going to have the file name. It'll probably be the same code from before. You definitely want to change this, and there's two reasons. First off, you don't want anybody to be able to track what you're doing right now. Obviously, you're trying to, kind of keep it cool. Nobody knows what's going on. Second thing is, you're going to have to change the file name anyways for the next part of the trick, the image search trick. You got to have the right file name. So you're going to want to rename this file reverse image search image. All one words, and keep the, you're going to want to make sure the file type is the same. So make sure it's a Jeff. And that's that. So that's good. And then you can close that out, or it'll close itself out. You're going to want to get another browser open. And you're going to want to go to google.com/images. It's www.google.com, /images. The page is going to pop up, and you can click the camera icon in the righty part. And that represents search image functionality. And it's really cool, kind of like most people don't know about. Whatever, you click the, and you're going to get the option to search by uploading image. So click that little tab, and then click the button and choose file. And now you're gonna have to find your file that you saved on your machine. So you're gonna, in the righty part, type in C, and then kind of like the whatever face again, and then users, and then slash your username slash downloads to access the downloads folder. And then you're going to go back up there and type that in the name reverse image search image, then a period, and then the file type. Again, it's Jeff in this one. And this is just an example, so it's not always going to be Jeff, but it just depends. So Google will start to process the image. It's a good time to take a break, get some wine, get a like a healthy snack, because this can take a long time. I mean, even up to hours, depending on how many CPUs you have, and what your what your upstream data, what you're paying for that. So like basically just whatever. And once it's done, I'm just going to fast forward here. Once the search is complete, you'll see some stuff that Google sent back to your computer, and you can also verify the image. And it'll also provide you with internet search results, usually one or two, and we can see the image on the same site that Unfold linked. So that's, I mean, I don't know. I'm not Unfold. I didn't hack his computer yet. I don't know how he did it, but probably this is probably it. So, you know, if you guys like my tutorial, please remember to like it and subscribe, and I'll see you next time.
I just wanna leave with, if you ain't got it by now, then you just ain't getting it.